And there was Big Helen Hakula. She was just this wonderful woman. But, you know, the Finns were either tall and blonde, the Nordic Finns, or real Finns, authentic Finns, are medium to short and dark-haired and dark-eyed. And Finntown was a mixture of both. But Helen Hakula was definitely a Nordic Finn, and she was 6'2", 6'3". I saw her once. They were having a party in their yard. She was carrying a wash pan, one of those great big wash pans, full of ice and beer, on one hip, holding it with one arm and walking across the yard. And I thought, holy God, I couldn't carry that with both hands and, you know, a wagon. But she was, there was another Finnish woman who lived on Covert Street. Every morning, her daughter was this wonderful woman and immaculately dressed all the time. She worked uptown. And her mother was always criticizing her for being sloppy. And the girl was just immaculate. But the mother went out every single morning, except in the dead of winter, with a scrub brush and a bucket, and washed the sidewalk and the gutter in front of her house. Well, to say Butte was filthy would be an understatement. They put sand in the streets in the winter. But when spring came, they never bothered to clean it up. So the gutters were all full of sand and vomit and beer cans and cigarette butts and just general filth. When I first got out of high school, I was working as a bellhop at the Finland Hotel, and one of the women who was a secretary upstairs, she was from Sweden and had married a GI and came back to Butte. She left him even though she loved him and went back to Sweden because she could not stand the filth of Butte. She said, the village I grew up in, every morning, everyone washed the sidewalks and the streets in front of their houses. There was no trash ever anywhere, and the place was immaculate. And I think these Finnish villages and all were similar. And some of these Finnish women, they literally, it was so dirty in Butte, but they scrubbed their sidewalks every morning, you know. And, but once in a while, they'd finally decide, geez, it's really, really filthy. And a streetcar, a truck would come out and vaguely clean the streets. But for the most part, the streets were just full of filth all the time. And it was an interesting place. But everything I knew, except the Broadway bar, it's all gone.